Darem, the Lion Defender. Written by Amy Dickman and Elaine Cotterill. Illustrated by Kayla Haran. Read by Audrey Chalangat. For Millie and Rufus and children everywhere, we hope you grow up in a world that is good for both people and lions. Darem is a boy from the Barabaig tribe. He lives in a village close to a protected area. He has two older brothers called Mandela and Dawdy, and a younger brother called Shabani. Shabani is quite small and often gets sick. Darem worries about this and wishes there was something he could do to help his family. Darem spends most of his time watching over his family's cattle. People tell him to look out for lions as they are bad and dangerous, but he has never seen one. One day, he spots lion tracks. He follows them for a little way and sees a lioness. Darem feels scared, but the lioness has not seen him, so he just stands very still. Three lion cubs suddenly run out of the bush, chasing each other like Darem does with his brothers. Darem watches them play and feels excited and less scared. Darem looks for the lions every day. He often finds their tracks by the river, and if he sits very still, he can watch them play. The mother and cubs seem to love each other just as Darem loves his own family. One cub is smaller than the others. He reminds Darem of his little brother, so he calls it Shabani. But over time, the mother and cubs get thinner. Shabani in particular looks sad and hungry. Darem feels sad, as he and his brothers are often hungry too. He wonders what he can do to help. One night, Darem is sleeping in his hut. He hears shouting and runs outside with his older brothers. A lion has attacked his family's cattle enclosure. When he sees the lion tracks, he realizes they are those of the mother lion he has tracked every day. His father and brothers are angry as one of their cows has been killed. Darem feels sad for his family, but he also feels sorry for the lion too, as he knows she is hungry and is only trying to feed her cubs. His brothers say that they will get a group of warriors together and go out to hunt the lion. They think that if they kill the lion, their livestock will be safer and the village will be happy. Darem feels very worried. He knows the cubs will die if their mother is killed, and Shabani the lion cub is too small to run away from the hunters. He feels he has to try to save the lion family. Darem has heard about people from lion landscapes who help people and animals like lions. He decides to walk to their camp in the village. He is nervous about talking to strangers, but they are friendly, and when he explains about the lion attack and planned hunt, a kind man called Stefano comes to his house to help. Lion Landscapes protects his father's cattle enclosure with wire to stop any more attacks. Stefano gives them his phone number, and everyone is happy. Darem goes to bed, thinking that his family and the lions are safe. Early the next morning, Darem hears Mandela and Dawdy leaving the house. He silently follows them and sees they carry many spears. They meet with other young men, and Darem realizes they are still going to try to spear the lioness and her cubs. He is very frightened for the lions and does not know what to do. Then he remembers he still has Stefano's phone number. He goes back to his house and uses his father's phone to call Stefano and warn him about the lion hunt. Darem goes to the river and waits for the lions, but they do not come. He is very worried. He wants the lions to be safe, but does not want his brothers to get into trouble. Has he gone against his family and his tribe? At sunset, his brothers finally come home. Darem is hiding because he is afraid they will be angry with him for helping the lions. But they are smiling and Mandela calls to him. They tell him that a group of warriors called Lion Defenders from Lion Landscapes met up with the hunters, talked with them, and got them to stop the hunt. The Lion Defenders explained that they used to hunt lions, but now have jobs protecting lions. Darem's brothers decided to try joining Lion Landscapes as Lion Defenders. Darem's brothers become excellent Lion Defenders. They track lions, protect the community, and help villagers find lost livestock. Every month they earn money, which helps the whole family. They become important people in the village. Darem sees that Lion Landscapes helps people and lions in many different ways. They work with villagers to put out camera traps in the bush. If the camera traps photograph wild animals, the whole village gets benefits. The more lions there are, the more benefits people receive. Darem talks to the camera trapping officer in his village. He shows him where he always sees his lion family. Darem wants his lions to bring the village lots of benefits. There is a competition between all the villages to see who has the most wildlife. Darem's village wins because of the photos of his lioness and her cubs. There is a celebration, and the village receives medicines for people and cattle, and books for the school. The medicine helps Darem's brother Shabani get better. As he grows up, Darem sees his little brother become big and strong. His lion family is kept safe, as it is important to the community, and Shabani grows into a beautiful lion. Darem is very proud and happy. He has helped the lions and his village. He now knows that lions can help people, but they need people to help them too. Darem decides that when he is older, he wants to join Lion Landscapes and become a brave lion defender like his brothers. He dreams of a time when lions and people can live together happily and is determined to help make that dream come true. Lion Facts. Lions are amazing animals. Learn more about them. Lions are the second biggest cat in the world, after tigers. Males can weigh around 180 kilograms. That's about the same weight as 6 10-year-old boys. Lions are the only cats that live in groups, called prides. Prides usually consist of 3 to 18 females and 1 to 9 males, as well as their cubs. Lions, like other big cats, can roar, but they cannot purr. Their roar can be heard up to 8 kilometers away and is nearly as loud as thunder. You can tell the age of a lion by the color of its nose. As lions age, their noses go from pink to black. You can tell individual lions apart by looking at the whisker spots on the sides of their noses. These are like a fingerprint, with no two lions having the same pattern of spots. Talking of spots, lion cubs start off very spotty. These spots fade as they grow up, but you can often still see some spots on the bellies and legs of adult lions. Male lions are the only cats which have manes of long hair. Manes are thought to protect lions in fights and to show off to females, who seem to prefer males with long, dark manes. Historically, lions lived across the world, including America and Europe. The modern lion mainly lives in Africa, with one small population left in India. Tanzania is the most important country left for wild lions. Lion numbers have halved in the past 20 years. As human populations grow, they are running out of space and food. Organizations like Lion Landscapes play an important role in helping protect remaining wild lions. Lions are in serious trouble. Their numbers have halved in around 20 years, and there are now fewer wild lions in Africa than rhinos. Lions and other species rely heavily on land outside protected areas where they sometimes attack livestock and are often killed as a result. Lion Landscapes works with communities in Kenya, Zambia, and Tanzania to help people and wildlife live alongside one another more easily. We hope this story will help young people better understand the importance of community conservation. Any profits will be used to support our field conservation work. See www.lionlandscapes.org. Illustrator Kayla Harren. Kayla has illustrated several picture books for children, including Haikia the Hyena Friend, also by Lion Landscapes. To see more of Kayla's work, visit www.kaylaharren.com. Become a Lion Landscapes champion. If you would like to support our work, scan this code or visit our website to find out more.